It's all part of the new formula Wisconsin put into place in 1995, where farmland assessment is based on the use, not on potential development.
You know, as those prices for corn improve, the rents go up, that factors into the formula, and then we are seeing those assessed values go up anywhere from 6 to 8% this year.
But Tom Teeting with the Farm Bureau Federation doesn't think it will shock farmers too much.
They have saved so much over the years that property taxes now are really a smaller part of their cost of production. So I think that it's not going to be that big of a shock.
And while production costs have gone up in other areas, these are still the good times.
Yeah, it's all reflective of an improved farm economy.
Teeting says taxes will go up not just because the price of corn is up, but more because the cost to rent farmland is also on the rise.
The price of corn's kind of worked into that rent factor, but they felt that the rents were more reflective of the demand and competition and cost of producing than just the price of corn.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.